In recent news, a new movement of Luddites is emerging, with robots being sacked and screenings being shut down in protest against AI. This movement, as reported by The Guardian, highlights the growing concerns and resistance towards artificial intelligence. On the other hand, Microsoft Bing has followed Google's lead and incorporated AI into its search results, as reported by Decrypt. This move aims to enhance the search experience for users. Additionally, the ASC Artificial Intelligence 20 Index is now available for all investors on the Upwealth.io platform, as mentioned by Vancity Buzz. This provides investors with an opportunity to invest in AI-related companies. Meanwhile, China is intensifying AI censorship, with Fox News reporting on the country's efforts to master the art of brainwashing through AI. In the financial sector, JP Morgan has launched an in-house chatbot as an AI-based research analyst, as reported by The Hindu. This chatbot aims to assist with research and analysis tasks. In terms of new tools, products, or projects, there have been several notable developments. One such development is the deployment of a multi-stage Docker image to AWS EC2 using Docker Hub. This allows for more efficient and streamlined deployment of applications on the cloud. Additionally, a guide to lazy loading in React apps has been introduced, providing developers with techniques to speed up their applications. This guide, as highlighted by an article, offers insights and tips for optimizing React apps. Furthermore, Google DeepMind has made advancements in solving advanced reasoning problems in mathematics with their Alpha Proof and Alpha Geometry 2. These AI systems have demonstrated their ability to tackle complex mathematical problems, showcasing the potential of AI in various fields. Lastly, Nature.com has published a study on the spectral characterization of intraoperative renal perfusion using hyperspectral imaging and artificial intelligence. This research explores the application of AI in analyzing and understanding renal perfusion during surgery, potentially leading to improved surgical outcomes.